It's really interesting, this tremendous hakpata. It needs to be investigated and researched. Why is it that we are so incredibly machmir when it comes to Pesach? There's so many chumras, which is hard to find the reason behind it. It's really hard to find the reasons behind it. A lot of the cleaning that our wives do and a lot of the hakpadas when it comes to kashos, now we are makpid on and just cosmetics and perfumes as an example. And a lot of other hakpadas that we have, it's really hard to find makaros for it, why we're machmeh. It's really, really hard. So I just heard a share lately. I forgot who said it. It was on a recording. I heard a share. I forgot now who said it. He said, it's a bit like, we have to remember that, that Klal Yisrael went out, Yetzias Mitzrayim is when Klal Yisrael was born. Klal Yisrael was born. It's the birth of Klal Yisrael when we left Mitzrayim. So just like the moshel is, when a woman gives birth and is in the hospital, is that room that, so that's a very, very, it's a very, what's called a very, the room itself is very, and everything has to be very, more than clean, it's sterile, yeah, because it's obviously the baby is much more vulnerable, first few hours, and in fact the first few days after birth, the baby is very vulnerable. So you have to be extremely, extremely careful. So similarly also when it comes to chometz, because chometz represents the Yetzer Hara, and when Klal Yisrael is born, i.e. Pesach, that's the symbolizes when we were born, and that we have to be extremely, extremely makpid on any most remote reminder of chometz. That's al derech drosh, but al derech halacha still needs to be investigated a little bit. Okay, we're up to Simon Shin Samach Tes. I'd like to know Shin Samach Tes and Shin Ein. Shin Ein is very relevant. Shin Samach Tes a little bit less so. So Shin Samach Tes tells us the following. We're talking about one very specific scenario, and the Yesod is with regards to Kinyonim.
Apologies, it's not your share. I can't take the cold.
Okay. The Shin Samach Tes was one specific scenario, which is the following. We've got a person who wants to participate, sort of, to the communal Eruv. He wants to be part of it, but he goes to the baker. He goes to the baker and he says as follows. And he says to the baker as follows. If the people living in this chotzer, if all the people living in this chotzer, if they come to you, to me, you, Mr. Baker, and they liknos mchokiko, and they want to buy off you a loaf of bread, le'eruv, as an eruv. So if people are going to come to you and going to buy a loaf of bread for the sake of the eruv. Zecheli be'eruv, sheli chelik imohem b'shvil ma'azu. I'm giving you a pound now, and with this pound, I want to have part of the eruv. They may come, they may not come, but if they do come and purchase a loaf of bread, here is a pound. He flips over a pound, and that will be my part in the eruv. Eino eruv, that won't work. Afilu eruv achen v'ni v'zochor gam lozei mohem. It doesn't work, and the Mishnah explains the reason is as follows. In Tzivkotin base, Zochor gam lozei roitzeloi ma bichlal kol bnei achotza. He cannot be automatically, generically included in all the bnei achotza. V'loy porat shmoi behedin, he did not identify his name directly. V'ad tam, and the reason for that is temistom loy kiven liteloi matnas chinom. He wouldn't be part naturally and automatically in the eruv. K'moy la'achirim elo b'shvil mois shenosan lo, it would only be because of the mois, the money that he has given. For mois enun koinois nimtza shen lechek be'eruv. This is based on the concept of mois, money enun koinois will not make a kinyan. So contrary to other areas of halacha, once you give money, you do acquire something. Here comes the point. By just giving money towards the eruv, you don't necessarily become part of it. That's the point. That's the crucial point of this Shulchan Aruch. By just giving a pound, you're not necessarily automatically part of the eruv. Yeah.
And the baker sells the eruv to the people.
If he has him in mind, it would work. But not because of the pound that he was given. Yeah, even then. The money did not make him part of the Kenyan. Let's see. You'll see. Continue Shulchan Aruch. Havlim amalei orev li kono eruv. But if he says you're going to be a guarantor, and therefore you're going to have me in mind, then kono eruv will be part of the eruv. Meaning. Because he said orav li, Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Gimel Harei also shliach laorav loy boifin shiyoil. He became a shliach. So he appointed, when he said the words orav li, you're a guarantor for me, hold on to this pound and you make sure that I'm part of the eruv. And then he's as if he's appointing the baker as a shliach, and that would work. Another scenario which does work is if he makes the following. He says, you, Mr. Baker, you acquire on my behalf. Acquire for me. If he gave him a keli, a vessel, as a kinnin, that would work. Because this is the kinnin chalipin, the kinnin chalipin would work. So it's only Kenyan Mois, if you're giving a coin, that wouldn't work. But Chalipin would work. Hence, if I give him a kli to the baker, he said, here is my, what's a good kli? Here is my, whatever kli would work. I give him a kli to the baker. And I said, by giving this kli, you ensure, you're my shliach, you're going to ensure that I am, that you make a Kenyan that I'm part of the Eruv, that would work. It's just the money element that doesn't work. Obviously, said Shulchan Aruch, if the Nachtoim is Mezakeh al-Yedei Acher, if the baker decides to be involving and including this gentleman, and he's Mezakeh al-Yedei Acher, as we discussed in the earlier Simon, that would work. That could work. So it's just the element of Shulchan Aruch is mechadesh, that by giving a coin, you're not necessarily part of the Eruv. Obviously, if you give a pound to another gentleman, which is part of the Eruv, and he says, buy me a part of the Eruv, and through that, I should acquire him. I appoint him a shliach. Again, the key word being a shliach over here. That would work as well. Here what we need to learn from here is that by just giving over a coin, by giving a mor to the Nachtoim, and then to the baker, and then this baker now, having a pound, that doesn't make him part of the Eruv. You need to physically make him a shliach. Simon Shin Ein, Dine Shittuf Be'eruv, that's really important, Rabbi Yisai, as follows. Hador Beveis Shah. First part of the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us what is actually called living in the Chotzer. So we're going to give enough various examples, which those gentlemen, the residents are called part of the Eruv or not. Hador Beveis Shah, somebody who lives in a Beis Shah. Beis Shah is, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, it's an area which it's not a residential area. It's like a place that people would walk past and you wouldn't normally live there. But this person does live. It's in a roofed area, but it's not normally a residential room. Achsadra is a balcony. That's also an area that it's a bit like miapesa can be compared to when you have a block of flat and there's a staircase, external staircase. So there is landings. Do you know what I mean? Every floor is a landing. That is Emepesh Shebechotza. And if a person lives there, he makes himself comfortable and he lives over there. All those areas, a balcony, a landing, all those areas, and a person decides to live in such a place, if he lives there and he's not part of the Eruv, he will not asa Pnei Chotza. It's not considered a deal. Rabbi Yisai, the key is so it here. Again, we need to remember that. It's really, really critical. He's as follows. If we're all living in flats, and you decide not to be part of the Eruv, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to carry? You're not, of course. What about him? You're also not. Because there's one gentleman, one family, one who didn't join the Eruv, and since this is part of the Chotzer, the boy said this is really a key aside, he didn't join, he lives in the Chotzer, he's Bnei Chotzer, but he didn't join in the Eruv, not only that he is not allowed to, but in fact he asks everybody else because the Eruv wasn't complete. There's one Dira, which is not part of the Eruv, that asks on everybody else. Now, what happens if somebody, therefore, lives in an area which is a landing over there, or a non-residential kind of place, but he's not part of the Eruv, he doesn't want to be part of the Eruv. So the halacha is we're learning now, It's true he can't carry, but it doesn't ask on others as well. It doesn't ask on others. Because it's not choshuv dira, it's not considered a dira. What if somebody lives in a storage house, where the storage area, like the Beis HaTeven where you keep the straw, Beis HaEitzim where you keep the woods, Beis HaBaka where you keep the animals, the cattle, Beis HaOitzim where you stamp keep storage items, Oitz that will ask. So Beis Sai, Aloch Lamais would be, if you've got a bungalow site, and there's one bungalow in which really is meant for storage. What is stored there? Let's say in a bungalow, one bungalow in this camp. What do they keep there? Let's say, pardon, garden. Yeah, gardening stuff. Gardening stuff is kept there. Now it happens to be it's really meant for gardening stuff, but they ran out of space, so one person took a mattress and he put in a fridge there and a mattress, and he started putting him and he slept there. Now everybody else makes a chotzer. Everybody else in the chotzer, he's part of the, wants to make an eil. But this person over there is a bit of an interesting, introvert, kind of unsocial, antisocial kind of person. He says, leave me out of this eil. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm quite happy in the storage house with the gardening items. Just leave me out of this. Leave me out of this. So the halacha is, since this is considered, although it's a storage area, but, storage area in the rest is considered the mokum deal to some extent, and therefore he will asa onto the other bnei achotza. Balabais, okay. Now this is if Aleph. See, Beis discussed the following shaila. Habayis said, what's the halacha if there is one owner of a block of flats? This is very common in Eretz Yisrael, extremely common. There is one owner of a block of flats. Okay, imagine one block of flat which belongs to one individual. And there is 6, 8, 12 residents, all Yidden. Do they need to make, and they're all rented out. Who do you need to make an Eruv, yes or no? I'm repeating. One owner, 12 tenants. Eruv required, yes or no?
You mean from each individual?
Yes. Needs an Eruv.
Yeah.
Needs or no needs? Needs or no needs? Needs. Needs, no needs. Balabais, save base. Balabais, sheishloi, harbe, botim, bechotza. One person who has got various houses in one chotza. Vishilon, oiskiron, lacherim. He rented it out. Veyeishloi, bechol echot mehem. And he has in every single one of them, dvorim, items. She'einom nitolim b'Shabbos, which may not be moved on Shabbos, which cannot be moved on Shabbos, machmas kovdon, because of their weight, like a really heavy couch, a really heavy fridge freezer, which cannot be moved. Hoy machmas iso, because it's mukta, something which cannot be moved because it's a mukta item. Top of page 470. Shem dvorim she'osu letaltelom afir letzorich mekoimon, items which cannot be moved either because of its weight or because of its halachic status. Ein hadorim b'em oisin olav, the residents in it, they do not asa on everybody. Lefi shenasu kulam ka'oichim etzlo, they're all considered visitors and guests. Lefi choch, therefore, gamim mutorim le'oitzim mevoteim lechotza av alpi shaloi nos ne'ov. Halacha is, Rabbi Yisai, very interesting halacha. Halacha is as follows. If the block of flat belongs to one yid, what's the halacha? Do they need to make a chot? Do they need to make an eruv, yes or no? Rabbi said, what's going to be if it's a hotel? Imagine a private hotel, which Normandy hotel. And there's people renting the flat, the rooms, over Shabbos. Do they need to make an eruv, yes or no? So the halacha is as follows. It's not so partial at all that there's a requirement in the first place. The thing is that if in the every single room, if in the room, there is items there which cannot be moved, and they belong to the owner. Imagine there are rented flats, and the Balabais has got white goods.
Furnished.
Heavy couches. Heavy items. And they all belong to the Balabais. This is called in the halachic terms, tfisas yad. Like, holding on, tfisas yad. This makes him the owner and he's still the real, it's really his place still. Therefore, anybody rents in those flats or in those rooms, they are considered oichim. They are visitors, they are guests with his balabais, and therefore, since they are guests, it's considered as if it's all one big place, they do not require an eyuv. But if there's no tfisas yad, if there's no heavy furniture there, which cannot be moved, imagine a piano. You can't move it. They're extremely heavy, right? Pianos are extremely heavy. So that makes it belongs to the owner. Tfisas. So that's his place. So fine. So you can't. So no eruv is required. They're all visitors by him. Right. But if it's unfurnished, very good. If it's unfurnished, then the lach will be that that they need to make an eruv. Based on this, what would you say on a hotel? A Yiddish hotel. Why? Yeah. I think the chayyur you're right. But what's interesting is that I think that some hotels do. I know for a fact they do. So I'm not sure why. But based on this, a hospital. Yeah. Hospital chayyur should be the same, yeah. Everything is much too heavy to move. So lichayyur it's considered tfisas yad. Yeah, the Gemara actually is going to help us a little bit to understand why we are makbid. But the Gemara is going to help us a little bit. It's going to say a bit of a chumrah. But in the Shulchan Aruch hold. Yeah, we are talking about Yidden so far. We're not talking about Goyim.
I'm saying the owner of the block.
Yeah, we're talking about Yid. We're talking about Yid. Yeah, absolutely. We're talking about Yid. The shadow of a Goy is elsewhere. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it could be the Ramo is going to be the answer. Okay, Ramo said to summarize what we covered this evening. We learned about, we spoke initially about Mois and Unkoinois, and therefore you won't have a natural herb just by giving money. However, if there's a Schiel de Ache, that would work. We learned in Simon Shin Ein, we learned that various unconventional dwelling places with not us on others, such as a landing or a balcony. If somebody sleeps in the balcony, they won't ask on others. We learned that storage areas are considered dwelling places and they will ask on others. Then we spoke about one owner who rented out various flats. That is considered they're considered guests as long as there's items in the flats which cannot be moved either because they're heavy or because they're mukta, then the halacha is that they're considered all guests and visitors with the balabais. Consequently, no eruv is required. However, if there's nothing in the flats which are heavy, then the halacha is they have to make an eruv. More on that tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Okay, good evening.